And the words became, and the sounds are, and this is, and you fictionally, you are who you are, what you are, and yet you are not what you are. And if you are, and we who are, we is, we are, and existences, and fiction, science fiction, use at your risk. Do not use abusively. Use at your risk. Science fiction. Imagine we existent amongst a galaxy, a planet, a young world, relatively young, just born, existent maybe 1,000 years. 1,000 years. And we existent, and what do we look as? How do we presumably look? If looked at, if we could be looked at. For existences are, and sometimes we don't know what we look as, or who we are. We are, we have feelings and thoughts and times. We are, we have functions, there are functions to us sometimes. A thing that is, it is also. What are those? Fingers? Is that a thumb? What do those legs do? And how about those wings? Well, look at those feathers. What do they do? A tail, a tail. And he told a tale that was born of times long, long ago. In a galaxy far, far further away than an imagination can reach, necessitating the launching of a Voyager 1 or a Telstar satellite, travel through time and space. A galaxy far away in an imagination not real. A planet 1,000 years of age, and people, individuals, and things and items, crafts, things made, a chair that was constructed, a bed, blankets that were woven with threads, a place far away in an imagination, and times were evolving and continuing and becoming. 2,000 years. 2,000 years. Can you imagine another additional 1,000 years? At a times when it was the future 1,000 years. And there were individuals who were thinking about the next 2,000 future years. What should they do? How should they be? Should they walk on a trail? Should they walk and trample, murdering and crippling all the other plants and things and individuals also existed on that world? How big was it? Not very big. Not very, very big. A world. But big, big, big. The moon. Big. The moon is big. Lunars. Big world. A big, big, big ball. In space. How could it be if in space, floating, moving in space? Space, vacuous and void. And there it is, a world, a ball, floating amongst space, distances and times. Space. And what's this all about? It's about time. It's about time. It's about time this story was told. It's about time. It's about just another day. A beautiful sky with beautiful colors. Clouds. A world with colors. The beautiful colors of a beautiful world. A beautiful existent place. The approaching of a world. The approaching with expectations, anticipations of excitings, of amazings and glorious. A world and a solars and the solars and light and heat and warmth. Ah, oh, it's going to be a good day. It's going to be not just another day. It's a special day. It's going to be good, maybe. Unless we get postal mail. Or a telephone call. Or a visitor drives up, stops car, and gets out, and slams the door, and walks towards the building. Maybe it won't be a good day. Maybe it'll be just another day. What time is it? A glance at a clock. A goofy clock. 12. 12 numbers? What's that about? 12 numbers on a clock? Who authorized that? Who authorized that to happen? 12-hour clock. That's stupid. That's crazy. Somebody trying to make people crazy? 12 and 12 is 24. Maybe there's a logic to it. 24 plus 12 is 36. Plus 12 is 48. Plus 12 is what? 60? Oh, maybe that's it. 60. 60 cycles per minute. Oh, maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's an electronic thing. Maybe it's the way something was configured. And somebody wanted everybody to regulate their lives by their genius. By their electronic wizardry. Electronic circuits. 60 cycles per minute. I wonder if we could change that to 50. 50 cycles per minute. Yes, yes, yes. And then it would be 10 plus 10 plus 10 is 30. Plus 10 is 40. Plus 10 is 50. 50 plus 50 is 100. Yes, yes, that makes sense. That makes sense now. 50 cycles per minute. But then, I don't know. And how about 10? 10 numbers on the clock. Yes, yes, that'd be nice. 10 numbers on the clock. That'd be fun. That'd be fun and good. Yes, yes. Yes. No, maybe. I don't know. So there we were on a small world. A world of a size. And we began to talk, and we began to think. And we had school. And there I was, old and of age and of a stature. And there they were, the younger children, sitting on the ground amongst dirt and rocks, twigs and plants, sitting around at my feet, listening, breathing and waiting and thinking and hoping and noticing and looking and hearing, and perhaps not comprehending all those words. What are all those words? What are those sounds he's saying? A boy looked at a girl looked at a boy. They both looked at me, and I noticed they were looking at me. And me, there me was, teaching. And what is the age of the galaxy? He continued. What is the age of the universe? What is the age of the world? And a boy raised his hand. I know, it's 4,000 years of age. That's very good, very good. And how about the age of the galaxy? Nobody knew. We jump ahead, we time warp. We go into the future, another 4,000 years. A world 8,000 years of age. Me again standing, the students again sitting on the ground at my feet. And what is the age of the world? And a girl raises her hand and says, it's 8,000 years. And I go, that's very good, very good. And what is the age of the cosmology, the galaxy, the universe? And nobody knows. Nobody knows. Me looks at a rock. Me asks the rock, what is the age of the universe, the galaxy, the cosmology? Existences. The rock frowns at me and then smiles and then frowns again. He throws out a number. Is the galaxy, the universe, existences, are they 10,000 years of age? And the rock says, I think it's more than that. Somebody said that anyway. I heard it. I heard it with my eyes. A thought somebody conveyed. I think it's more than that. Is the galaxy 20,000, 30,000, 40,000, 50,000, 100,000 years? 100,000 years is the galaxy. 100,000 years of age. A wind, a spirit blows. The light of the solars twinkles in the heat and the warmth, the ray. It feels good. Shadows and color and light and colors. And it feels good to be alive. It is good to be alive. We conclude, we walk away, we write in the book. We presume life existence is at 100,000 years and the world at 8,000 years. We live that way another 8,000 years. Becomes accepted. It's taught of various individuals. The world at 16,000 years. We start building. We make a temple, a church, a city, a town, a fortress. There are other things emerging out of life. Little black things that move. Black hairy things. Black bugs. We build a fortress to keep those little black bugs out. We live. The processes of life is sometimes messy. Food, water, sickness. Not feeling good, vomit, poop and piss. It isn't a fun story, and it's not a good story, life. It's not as we desire it to be. It is what it is. Not good all the time. All things considered, it is not good. We continue, we exist. Cities are built. Bridges and waters. Diggings. Changing and modifying the world. Snow, cold, ice. Rain, fog, mist. The world changing, adjusting. Living. A new mountain. The world expanding, getting bigger. A second. Oh, volcanoes! Volcano! Volcano activity. Run, run, run! Flee, go away, run! Hide. Volcano eruption, smoke, soot. The air hard to breathe. Lava, lava, magma. Molten metal. Rocks moving. The world alive. Glowing in heat and hot and fire and flames. The world changing. Dark clouds, a dark sky, problems, changings, a world, 64,000 years, life not conducive, existences, individuals dying and death. Not happy. Sadness and sorrow. The death of a friend. Not good. Not happy. Not a good time. Regrets, remorse, repentance. Sixty-4,000 years on a world. 128,000 years on a world. Existences. Old cities with bugs and disease and dirt and filth and stink and stench. Old people. Stinky. Sickly. Nasty. Opinionated attitudes, coarseness, gruffness, violence, threats. Not a good life. A young child, innocent and young and hopeful and wanting a good life and a good world and wanting everything to be good, wanting it all to be good, and it isn't that way. Why were you born? Why did your mother... Yes, your mother. She fucked. There was a time. There was a place. 128,000 years and people became smart, intelligent with college, and science and chemistry, and motors were made, and metals. And there was things and thoughts. There was astronomy and telescopes, and somebody noticed another galaxy far away. A galaxy with worlds, planets, stars, and another solar system. Yes, two solar systems amongst existences. Everybody was excited. Maybe there's a hope, a chance we could leave this galaxy, this world, and we could go to that other galaxy, and maybe life would be good, just how we want it to be. Good, yes, yes, a good fantasy, a good imagination, a good world. No death, no diseases, and no sicknesses, no mosquitoes, no bugs, no biting, no death, no murdering, no killing, no poverty. Yes, a good world where it'd be good to live. And people were excited and began to build a spaceship with ideas of traveling across space and time and going to that new galaxy and discovering a world where we could live and be happy. Scientists calculated and measured, looked at stars and took photographs and cameras, and measured and measured and thought in mathematical formulas. A plus B, B squared plus C squared equals minus 23. And some scientists proposed that that galaxy we were looking at in telescopes was the oldest galaxy existent, older than the galaxy we were at. The worlds at that galaxy, older than our world. The sheer possibility of traveling to a place that was prior to our existences, older, much older. They surmised it had worlds that were 10.5 billion years of age. And the galaxy perhaps at 86 billion years of age. The excitement, the possibilities of traveling to that old ancient place, and maybe the secrets of life would be revealed. Maybe we could learn, maybe it'd teach us, having the age and the wisdom of telling us how to be and what is good, what is bad, what is wrong, what is correct, how to be, how to have a good life, how to have good children, good dogs, good horses, good everything, everything good, a good place, a good world, a good times. No snow and no ice and no bugs. And no snakes, and no killing, and no venom, and no sickness, no death, no pain. Everything good. Can you imagine it? This had been a science fiction story. Narrator, author, Atz trademark, ATZE. Trademark 1B. E3MW. Trademark. http://www.e3mwtm.com. Do not make copies of this unauthorized. You may use this individually. You may listen to it if accessed and when. You may tell others about it, but don't make copies of it. Don't try to gain and profit. Do not make derivatives nor modify it. Do not try to make a comic book story out of this, or a movie, or an action, a drama on a school stage, to pretend how smart you are, because you are not. Change anything of this story. These sounds, these times, these molecules, these atoms. Use at your risk. Do not use abusefully. Conditional. No unauthorized use. Copyright 2019 AD, Atz trademark B.